One morning, like always, Mehdi, a small with blue eyes and brown hair teenager, woke up and prepared herself to go to school, like all of the other teenagers. When she arrived at school, she joined her friends, Gino, a teenager with brown eyes and hair, Chloe, a blonde straight-haired and a brown-eyed girl, Brooke, the older, who had blonde hair and brown eyes, Joe, a tall adolescent with blue eyes and blonde hair, and Kendall, the younger, who had long straight hair with blue eyes. But this time, there was another person with them, Abby, a teenager with bright brown hair and brown eyes. Maddie was surprised because she knew that Abby didn't like her much.
Abby said, "Oh, Maddie, we were talking about you."
Chloe says, "I didn't think that you were like this."
Maddie says, "What are you talking about? I don't understand what is wrong." Paige says, "Honestly, you spend me on Nien Plus. You are a liar.
Abby began to cry, so Kendall slipped, Maggie and Paige pushed her.
Maddie says, "What is wrong with you? I don't understand anything, no?"
Gino says, "Go away, you are not your friends anymore." Maddie watched all of her ex-friends and could see that they were very angry. She almost cried, but she walked away. Now she was alone, and all of the other pupils stared at her like if she was a criminal.
During all the week, she was alone and she felt sad, tired by the situation and disappointed by her ex-friends. She really thought that there was a big friendship between them. Every single night, she came back home and made her parents believe she was happy and she had a good life. But when she was in her bedroom, she was often crying during a lot of minutes, and she was thinking about the next day already.
When she arrived at the school the next Monday, all the pupils were still staring at her, and some insulted her. Others pushed her. She went to the toilet and saw Abby. Abby said, "Hi, Maggie, how are you? Do you like your new life?"
Maddie says, "What did you do? What did I do to you?
Abby says, "Oh, nothing. I just wanted to enjoy the situation. Oh, and I just said that you stole me so things."
Maddie says, How could you? You are just an angry idiot. You are trying to spread a rumor on me, and it's working. I feel so bad."
At the same time, a group of girls arrived in the toilet and heard everything.
The leader says, "Seriously, you didn't hurt her enough. You stole her money and now you're insulting her. The group of girls approached to Mehdi. One of them raised her hand.